welcome to this week's episode of Bases Loaded. We have pretty busy, I would say, episode for today. We're going to get into that spot where we're going to have kind of a lot of the culmination of like different sports leagues being, you know, just I would say like active or being played during in the same time now. So we'll have NFL Week 4 recap. We got some NBA trades, a blockbuster that went down last week, and then kind of a minor one that involved a player that was in that deal. And then we have MLB playoffs, which starts today of recording. A couple of games are going on right now as we speak, so yeah, we'll get right into it. We'll do NBA trades first, as that's probably gonna be the least much to say. We had the big blockbuster with Damian Lillard being traded from the Portland Trailblazers to the Milwaukee Bucks. That happened, I want to say it was last Wednesday. I think it was like in, was it May or June? Somewhere along that. Lillard, you know, requested a trade from the Blazers, and then, you know, Portland was kind of like, maybe, no, we'll see, and kind of like, yeah. Eventually, yeah, happened last week officially. So it was a three-team trade, Milwaukee, Portland, and then Phoenix. Milwaukee gets Damian Lillard. Portland gets DeAndre Ayton. I think some other players from Phoenix. And then it's either Phoenix, I think it's like Grayson Allen and some other players from Milwaukee. And there's some Pitts. Like draft picks involved in the trades. Nothing really major that's going to happen until like later this decade. I think those picks are, they're like late 2020s. I think 2028 or 2030 for the Bucks, the picks that they traded to Portland, stuff like that. So a player that was part of the Milwaukee trade to Portland was point guard Jrue Holiday. It's traded from Milwaukee to Portland, and then it was either over the weekend, maybe like Saturday or Sunday, I would say. I think it might have been Sunday. Jrue Holiday was traded from Portland to Boston. So the two kind of front runners in the Eastern Conference, making some, one making a big move, and then the other making a pretty solid move as well, because like Boston had traded Marcus Smart and some other players to Memphis. It was like right around the NBA draft, so like, you know, late June in that time frame. So they get, like, you know, kind of replace Marcus Smart, who was, you know, Defensive Player of the Year, I think it was 2020 to 21. You know, replace him with another very good, you know, defensive guard in Jrue Holiday. So I wonder if maybe they did that to kind of counteract, because, I mean, I guess initially, like, you know, the title odds and, you know, chances go up, you know, more significantly for Milwaukee than Boston. But, like, you know, it's a pretty solid move for Boston. I don't know what they gave up. I didn't read, like, you know, much of the trade details, but, I mean, I don't think it would be probably been too much to acquire that, Jrue. But, you know, I don't know if it really makes, don't know if the Lillard trade really makes Milwaukee a better team. Trace is, like I said, in the championship odds and stuff like that, but I don't know if it really makes them better as a whole. Because they kind of gave up a lot of, like, some solid kind of bench players that they use for their rotations. These past, you know, I would say two seasons type of thing. So, kind of weakens their depth a little bit. And Lillard is not as defensive-minded as Drew is. So, you know, it's kind of nice to have a good defensive a guard that you can put on the perimeter, kind of, you know, have the main duty of guarding their, you know, main ball handler at the perimeter. And then, you know, a lot of it will also depend on which, like, Chris Middleton they get. If they get, like, you know, 2020-21 Drew, or, like, this past one, couple years. I mean, he's been dealing with some injuries, so it kind of depends on which Drew they get or which Chris they get. That'll help, you know, kind of determine more their, like, championship odds and kind of, you know, where they will take off given this season that is coming up real soon. I think we have some preseason or, like, exhibition type games. Well, let's start this week. I think it's, like, you know, there's two games. Is it the Mavericks and then I want to say, like, the Suns, but that doesn't seem right. Timberwolves, okay. There's another Western Conference team. So, they're going to start up preseason for that. They start, like, towards the end of this month. I think it's, like, the 25th is the first set, like, official, like, you know, open day, or, like, you know, Jamestown. Nope, it's the 24th already. It's a Tuesday, so it's, like, 3 weeks from today? Yeah, 3 weeks from today. We also have, you know, there's hockey preseason that I think they kind of started, like, about a week or so ago as well. So, like, they start, their season starts, you know, before the NBA. I don't know when it starts officially. Is it this day? I don't know. Maybe. Is it this Tuesday, the 10th, maybe? I have no idea. It's not telling me. At least not the ESPN app is. So we have that. They're going to get started. So, like, you know, we'll have that starting as, like, you know, by that point, we'll reach, won't be like the, it'll be close to the midway point of the NFL season. You know, we just did week 4. You know, week 5 starts Thursday. You know, we have 18 weeks now because they play 17 games. But it's an 18-week season because, you know, every team has a bye, you know, in their schedule at some point. I think there are, like, one or two teams that actually have a bye this week, which is usually byes. You know, they usually won't start until, like, week 6 is about when a team will have, like, their first bye, or the first team will have a bye. So we have that. MLB playoffs is, like, you know, starting today. We got wild card series starts today. You know, it's best 2 out of 3. Team with a better, you know, playoff seeding. Has, you know, home field for all 3 games, so you don't have to worry about, you know, a travel day, you know, in there at some point, because I don't know what really would make much sense, because, like, you know, they usually will play 2 games at the home of the higher seed, and then they go, and then that stays an off day, and then they don't play at the other team. So, I mean, they travel for 1 game. Go to the other ballpark just for a game. I mean, you know, doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. But, yeah, we have the American League Wild card games are going on right now. We got Rangers and Rays, Blue Jays, Twins, both happening right now. And then later on, we have Diamondbacks, Brewers, and then Marlins and Phillies. And then the division series will start on Saturday. Winner Tampa Bay and Texas plays the number one seed in the American League, the Baltimore Orioles. Winner Philly Miami plays the number one seed in the National League, and the team with the best record in all the baseball, the Atlanta Braves. And then winner Minnesota Toronto plays Houston Astros, and then winner of Milwaukee Arizona plays the Dodgers. So very interesting. I mean, it's kind of interesting to do it because, like, you know, we all have we'll have four games today, at least four games tomorrow. There's four games scheduled for Saturday, and then it kind of goes to two games a piece until next Wednesday. We have three game or four games again. So scheduling's kind of weird. You kind of just kind of like, because I mean, you know, they will play like, you know, two games and they have it off day, or then it's like, the division series is best of five, so it'll be 2-2 and then 1. And championship series, it's 2-3-2, and then same with the World Series. You know, it's a little bit easier to keep track of, as opposed to like the NBA playoff schedule, which it's like, you know, they played now, and then, you know, maybe they don't play for like 2 days, maybe three. So that's an interesting, you know, thing. But it is, you know, something to kind of watch. I mean, it'll be interesting. We have Rangers are leading 4-0 over the Rays. Heading into the top of the eighth, the Twins have a 2-0 lead over the Toronto in the top of the second. And then the other two series start later, like I said, tonight. I don't know if any of the teams that win this will end up beating the teams that await for them in the division series. I mean, I would, it's one of them, one of these teams will probably, you know, make it to the championship series, as it always seems like a wild card team, you know, always has a good shot to make it to the championship series, you know, for the respective league, if not the World Series, you know. Also, I don't really know. I mean, a post, teams that have some solid chances. I mean, the Phillies, I mean, they were the National League winners last year. Pretty much the same team. Played a little bit better down the stretch. I mean, they were the first wildcard team, so they have, you know, the four seed. And then we have, I mean, pretty much the same team. Pitching, I think the same. I don't think they really made anything major at the trade deadline that would have done anything. Not that I can think about the top of my head. Marlins, kind of a surprise. This, I read this is their fourth appearance as a in the playoffs as a franchise. They're pretty new. Like, they were only became a team in like the, it was like 93 or 94, something like that. Maybe 95. Because they won the World Series in 97 and then 2003. And then they made the playoffs in the 2020, like, shortened season where they only played 60 games. But then, yeah, this is their fourth appearance as a, you know, as a full season, playing a full season, made to the playoffs. So there's that. Diamondbacks, kind of a surprise. You know, a lot of young players on the team. You know, they kind of play, you know, trying to take advantage of, like, you know, more of, like, what they've allowed, you know, now with the rules, because you have like a pitch clock, you know, kind of shortens up the game. There is they've also pretty good stolen bases, and they kind of worth the counts and, you know, put the ball in play, or not like crazy home run heavy like you know, a lot of teams try to be these days in baseball. It's either trying to hit the ball 400 some feet or you're going to strike out. You know, not a lot of teams like to play, like, you know, small ball and bunt and, you know, trying to take your single or double and, like, go to the next man. I mean, the Rays, who are in the playoffs, like to do that, you know, play small ball and bunt and do stuff like that. But, you know, Diamondbacks are more like base stealing and stuff like that, I would say. And, you know, have a pretty solid 1-2 pitching staff. You know, the Brewers had a pretty set rotation, I would think, you know, for their top three pitchers for this division series, but then Brandon Woodruff is confirmed to miss this division series, or this wild card series, and then it's a possibility that he might miss all of the playoffs. It's, you know, like I said, I think it's like shoulder thing. It's a possibility, you know, if Milwaukee makes it past, you know, this round, then, you know, we'll see. But, like, that kind of came out, it was like yesterday afternoon or something around that time, that head manager, Trent Council, you know, made that announcement, Tim Beattie and stuff like that. So we have that on the National League side. American League side, I mean, the Twins, they haven't won. They've lost their last 18 playoff games in a row. So, like, they, you know, they're trying to at least win one. They didn't, you know, maybe win the series to try and get, you know, some of those kind of postseason demons off their back. The Rangers are also, like, in their first playoff postseason, I think it's since 2016, I think it said. So, you know, they kind of struggled that, like, last week of the season. Like, they got back into first place of the AL West. I think it was, like, the 22nd of September. So, like, yeah, a week left of the season. And then blew it. They had, like, a one-game lead over Houston on the last day of the season. You know, 2 days ago this past Sunday. So, like, you know, all I had to do was, like, win or have Houston lose, and, you know, they would still get, they would capture the division, I think, also have a bye. But they lost, Houston won, and Houston must have had the tiebreaker over them, so they were the division champs and got the second seed in the, you know, the lead and have first round bye, and we'll wait. What did I say? The winner of Minnesota and Toronto, so it's nuts and crazy, and we'll see what happens, you know, as we go. Because, like, yeah, when, you know, I record my next episode of this podcast, like, we'll be into, like, the wild or the division round. We'll be at least 2 games in for both. Yeah, we'll be 2 games in for both. I mean, not for both, for all 4 division series. Because, yeah, if it goes 3 games to the wild card, that'll be Thursday. And then, you know, we have to go from there. And then lead into the game ones on Saturday, and then we go into there. Because that's, I mean, wild card is best out of 3, then division round is best out of 5, and then the league championship series and the world series is best out of 7. And it's just kind of, you know, everything else, like hockey and basketball, you know, from the first round to, like, the championship, it's all best of 7. You know, NFL is winner go home. It's, you know, 1 game. I think soccer also does, like, a best of series. I think it might be best of 3, though. Like, it's not, you know, crazy, like, a best of 7. That'd be too much. I think that'd be a little too chaotic. To have all that. I mean, no, they won. I mean, like, the first World Series for baseball in 1903, the Boston Americans and the Pittsburgh Pirates was best out of 9. They only played 8 games because Boston had a 5-3 lead in the series. So, like, even if they lost, you know, they still won the series 5-4. So, you know, it didn't matter. so that, you know, it's, you know, I kind of have who I think. I mean, a Boston, like, you know, not Boston for the Steelers, Atlanta, Houston, you know, rematch of the 2021 World Series, wouldn't be surprising to me. One of these wild card teams making it. I mean, I'd see Philly because, you know, they were there last year. I think they were the wild card team last year. Yeah, because I think Atlanta's won like 6 straight division titles now, 5 or 6, somewhere in there. And so, you know, they know what it takes to win. Like the Rays, they were in the World Series in 2020. The Twins and Blue Jays, they haven't been to a World Series since the 90s. The Blue Jays since 93 when they won it, and the Twins in 91 when they also won it. The Rangers, that would have been 2011. D-Bats, that was 2001. Brewers, 1982. Marlins, 03. Phillies, last year. So, I mean, all of them have, like, you know, they've made the World Series in the past 50 years. You know, the Brewers, Rays and Rangers have not won a World Series yet. So, I mean, it's either of them to win. And, like, I mean, being best at 3, like, it's so important to win that game 1. Knowing that game 2 is, like, you know, a series clinching game. You know, put pressure, I mean, well, you probably put more pressure on the team that's down 0-1, but there's still a lot of pressure on you to close it out now, you know, in a sweep, and then, you know, go on to the division round and, like, you know, not have to worry about playing the best of, you know, winner take all game 3. So, we'll see what happens come next week with, you know, in terms of that. And then we'll wrap up with some football. NFL week 4 that we just had include Monday night with the Seahawks pretty much taking care of business, destroying the New York Giants on Monday Night Football 24-3. We had, I think, like, Seattle had like 11 sacks, they had a pit sits, pretty much controlled the game the entire way, and, you know, didn't have much of a chance for, you know, what is it, New York had some injuries. Saquon Barkley didn't play again. I don't think he's played since week 1, I believe. What else would happen? Yeah, 49ers. We still have some undefeated teams. Like, yeah, the 49ers took care of the Arizona Cardinals. I almost said the St. Louis Cardinals again. The Arizona Cardinals. Philadelphia Eagles needed overtime to beat the Commanders, but they're 4-0. Teams like the Vikings and Broncos got their first wins of the season. Lions took care of business of the Packers on Thursday Night Football, 34-20, to take the lead for the NFC North. Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Atlanta Falcons 23-7 in London. And then Jacksonville pretty much stays in London for this week as they will play the Buffalo Bills this coming Sunday at 8:30, you know, Central Time. So it's about 2:30 in, you know, local time in London. We have the Miami Dolphins after scoring at 70-some points, putting up... gained like over 700 yards of offense on the Denver Broncos last week, get destroyed on the road by the Buffalo Bills 48-20. Baltimore Ravens take care of the Cleveland Browns 28-3. Houston Texans get their second win of the season, winning 30-6 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The LA Rams, overcame giving up a 23-point lead to beat the Indianapolis Colts in overtime. Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New Orleans Saints 26-3. The Cincinnati Bengals continue to struggle to open the season, falling to 1-3 after losing to the Tennessee Titans 27-3. Chargers beat the Raiders 24-17, and the Dallas Cowboys gave Bill Belichick his worst loss of his career, losing 38-3. So, yeah, standings, go off the AFC. AFC East, Buffalo and Miami are tied. We'll see with a record of 3-1. But with Buffalo beating Miami, they have the tiebreaker. And the Patriots and Jets are in, a tie for third last with a record of 1-3. AFC North, Baltimore is in first with 3-1. Pittsburgh and Cleveland tied at 2-2. And Cincinnati 1-3. AFC South, a four-way tie between the Colts, Texans, Jaguars, and Titans at 2-2. AFC West, Chiefs leading the division, no surprise, with a record of 3-1. The LA Chargers in second with a record of 2-2, and Las Vegas and Denver tied for last with a record of 1-3. To the NFC East, Philadelphia Eagles lead with a record of 4-0. Right behind them is Dallas with a record of 3-1. Washington Commanders at third with a record of 2-2, and New York Football Giants with a record of 1-3. NFC North, Detroit Lions lead the division with a record of 3-1. Green Bay in second with a record of 2-2. Minnesota with a record of 1-3 in third, and at last, winless, the Chicago Bears with 0-4. And NFC South, Tampa Bay 3-1. Then we have Atlanta and New Orleans tied at 2-2. Tied for second with a record of 2-2, and Carolina with 0-4. And then wrapping up the NFC West with San Francisco 49ers with a record of 4-0. Seattle Seahawks with a record of 3-1 in second. 2-2 record for the third place Los Angeles Rams. And in last place with a record of 1-3 is the Arizona Cardinals. So, some surprises. I mean, AFC, Bengals, they're 2 years removed from making the Super Bowl. They have Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase. They lost Trey Higgins to an injury. I think it was like a rib injury or something like that. So I think he might be out for a couple weeks at least. The Jets, 1-3, their only win was an overtime walk-off punt return on Monday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills, right? Obviously, losing Aaron Rodgers to the season plays a major factor into that, as they're not having to rely on Zach Wilson. I heard they reached out to Matt Ryan to see if he'd be interested in playing this season, but he's probably enjoying, being a announcer for, I think it's NFL on Fox, I believe it was, or CBS. It's one of the two. Either or, he's, doing commentary, working like, analyst, the play-by-play booth and all that stuff. So that doesn't seem like he's interested in coming back. And I'm not really sure who would open on like the trade market or the trade block for teams. Is I think that is coming up close. I don't know when the trade deadline. I think it's coming up soon, because it's pretty early into the year compared to the NBA, NHL, and MLB, where it's usually around that midway point, maybe a little bit after that they did that. I mean, a surprise just from looking at the standings is the AFC South with all four teams tied with a record of 2-2. I don't really know who has the tiebreaker. I don't know. I think maybe some of them had to play each other in the division. I think. I mean, you play six division teams, so like, okay, one. Well, Tennessee hasn't played a division team yet, but everyone else is a record of 1-1 in the division. So we had AFC West pretty standard. You know, Kansas City beating first. NFC East, you know, Philly and the Cowboys. Yeah, that makes. I mean, they are the two best teams on paper. NFC North, yeah, kind of with no Aaron Rodgers. You know, Minnesota kind of like, kind of coming a little bit down to earth from last season. And then Chicago still kind of in like, you know, that's still a little bit of a rebuild, kind of last stages of a rebuild mode. Pretty much leaves the division pretty much wide open for Detroit to take, given something kind of disastrous for them. NFC South, Tampa Bay, a little bit surprising there's no Tom Brady, but Baker Mayfield, you know, has came up, you know, played pretty well so far. Plus 16 point differential, you know, 1-0 against the division, 2-0 away on the road, so, you know, pretty solid start this season for being, you know, about a fourth of the way through. After week five, you know, we'll be, you know, more than a week, fourth way through. I mean, when they played 16 games, yeah, we would be, you know, 1/4 of the season because, you know, math. But, you know, now that they added a 17th game, this is the third year them doing it. You know, we'll be roughly about, yeah, next week we'll be over a fourth of the way through. Carolina, yeah, 0-4. A little surprised that they're 0-4, but, like, you know, they did have the number one overall pick in the draft after, you know, trading up with Chicago to get that pick, and then they traded, you know, DJ Moore. Probably, their, like, I think he was, like, their leading receiver in reception and all that stuff last year. You know, to Chicago kind of leaves, you know, your rookie quarterback without a really go-to receiver to throw to. So, and then they owe, you know, Chicago a first-round pick this year, so, you know, you're going to probably have to try and do some searching for the draft and free agency to find a target for Bryce Young to throw to for next year and years to come. NFC West, yeah, San Francisco and Seattle, makes perfect sense being the top two. They are the two best teams in that division. You know, the Niners being one of the two best teams in that conference, along with Philly. Oh, it's like there's no playoffs yet. Why are we doing? So yeah, week five starts Thursday night football. We have the Bears and the Commanders. On there, Sunday night football is Cowboys and Niners. And then Monday Night Football is the Green Bay Packers travel to Las Vegas to play the Raiders. Interesting matchups. I guess the Texans and Jets Broncos, they're both 1-3, so someone's going to get their second win. Chiefs travel to Minnesota to play the Vikings. Like I mentioned earlier, the Jaguars play the Bills in London. Titans and Colts. That's, you know, a major game for that, you know, division race going forward. Tetsons Falcons are both 2-2. You know, kind of like, you know, Tetsons had the number 2-3 because they traded with it. Who is it? They traded with someone. They get that third overall pick because then number two they drafted CJ Stroud and then number three they drafted Will Anderson Jr. So, you know, face the franchise for offense and defense side of the ball. Panthers, Lions shouldn't be much of a problem for Detroit, but you know, see what happens because you know they're gonna be Panthers are gonna try and get that first win of the season. Giants. travel to Miami, play Dolphins. Another interesting, Bengals and Cardinals. Maybe see if the Bengals can get back on track with playing a team that's kind of like, you know, in the hunt for like, you know, the number one overall pick. And that's Joseph. Oh, that's who they traded with. Houston traded with the Cardinals to get the third overall pick this year. That's it. Because, yeah, they have, like, because there's, like, you know, with, you know, Arizona having both their pick and then the Texans pick, that maybe they could get, maybe they would get the first two picks in the draft, depending on how that goes, you know. But we'll see. That's a later game, 3:05, so, like, eh. It's, like, the early afternoon games, because then there's always, like, the two games that start at 3:25. Most of them start at noon. But, yeah, there's two at 3:25, because then, you know, one's, like, a nationally televised, and then the other is not. So, Eagles-Rams should be pretty easy for Eagles. Probably the most interesting one for this, one of the more interesting games for this week is probably the Cowboys traveling to, you know, San Francisco to play the Niners. 49ers knocked out the Cowboys of the playoffs last year. And that should, you know, go away and, you know, determine some seeding and tiebreakers for the NFC conference come playoff time. So pretty big game there. That's probably like the most interesting one between of like, you know, if you're like for teams that are like, you know, kind of contending, you know, for that conference championship and Super Bowl type thing. Some other ones are kind of like, you know, they're more like a division race, kind of like, you know, seeing if we can improve what we have going forward and stuff like that. So that's kind of where we're at in regards to week 5. So, you know, after, you know, same time next week, you know, or next week, so recap week 5, preview week 6, maybe a pretty much a constant thing like that throughout the regular season, in regards to NFL. And then, you know, we'll do another, you know, preview, or not preview, we'll recap, you know, MLB playoffs, what's been happening so far, you know, the wild card round will be done, we'll be 2 games in for all the series of the division series, so that'll be something to look forward to next week. Probably those will be it, because, I mean, that was going to be this week's show as well, but then, like, we had, like, some, you know, NBA trades that decided to, you know, happen. So we had to, you know, devote a little bit of time to discuss that, like, that major one and then the kind of minor ones, and that's kind of pretty much it. Like, I mean, I don't know if how many anything crazy is going to happen NBA wise before we start the regular season. James Harden, the Philadelphia 76ers, has requested a trade. Was telling everyone, like, not reporting to, like, training camp. But I think he did, or he will be reporting, you know, soon. So if something happens like that, you know, with that, we'll discuss it, see where he goes. Kind of how that shapes up, you know, maybe Philadelphia's roster and kind of what their plans, you know, that'll do anything with, like, Embiid and stuff like that. I mean, I think it's signed an extension, though, after last season, maybe 2 seasons ago, something like that. So, I think it might have been close to Supermax, so, like, you know, a 5-year deal, so this is year 3. So, you know, if, you know, Harden gets traded, maybe something happens, you know, like that with Embiid or anything like that. So, you know, if anything happens in regards to NBA, we'll discuss it. But, you know, it'll be a lot of baseball, playoff, and, you know, NFL until we get to, like, you know, start of NBA, start of hockey, and, you know, going to that, those two sports lead seasons starting up and, you know, that, and discussing all that stuff. So, yeah, that is it for this week's show. Thank you for listening, and have a good week.